This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with State Senator Dave Kinski, who is in Cheyenne. Good morning, Mr. Kinski.
Good morning, Aaron. Hey, the big story is the weather, right?
Big one, yes. It is nasty up here, and apparently Cheyenne's going to get hit today, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple inches and a little bit of a breeze, but nothing like what you're dealing with up north, and I guess it's headed our way, and then a number of other states are going to get hit with it.
Oh, yeah.
So we might just have to hunker down and wait. That's the way it works.
That's wintertime in Wyoming.
Yep.
Dave, we've got a few things we wanted to touch on. I guess the big thing still is property tax bills. So let's get an update from you on where we're sitting.
Right now, there's two property tax relief bills in play. There's a bill that came over from the House, which is the bill that deals with the rebate or the refund program. That is an income and asset test-based program. That is, you only get the reduction if you're in below a certain level of asset, below a certain level, and you own below a certain level of assets. And what this bill is doing is actually bumping up the amount of income you have and bumping up the amount of assets you can have so more people can qualify. And it's not the most desirable outcome, but it's one that we've got in play right now. Now, the interesting thing about that one, Aaron, is I'm getting a lot of email from a lot of my conservative friends saying vote against it, which kind of throws me off a little bit, because I would think a cut is a cut is a cut is a cut. But so no on them. Well, I get property tax relief, so vote no on them. Well, I get that. It's not what I would prefer. You know, I know what bills I prefer, but why those that we can do something for? Good. Let's do what we can for those that we can do something for. So I'm going to take a good hard look at that bill and see what we can do to bump up those two tests so that more and more people qualify for that property tax reduction.
Let's talk quickly about the Madden idea. I believe that's still in play in the House, is it not?
Yeah, it's called Senate File 136, and that's a brainchild of Mike Madden, former legislator from Johnson County and now on the Buffalo Town Council. And I was giving a report to the town council just before session, and Mike said, hey, if you're going to do some property tax reduction, the easiest thing is to reduce the rate of assessment. So what happens is, by our Constitution, your home has to be valued at the fair market value, and then the assessor takes a certain percentage of that value and calculates the tax based on that. Well, for your house, it's 9.5%. So the bill we had was just to back that down, thank you, Mike, to 8.5, and that gave people fairly substantial tax relief. The problem with it is we ran into a constitutional concern. There's a restriction in the Wyoming Constitution says you can't have too big a gap between various classes of taxable property, and that's to prevent, you know, you from loading it all onto one class and, you know, lightening up on another class, which is kind of what we're trying to do. But the Constitution limits how much that you can do. And there were some areas, some parts of the state, where they said, hey, we're flat. We didn't have a run-up in values. So if you cut from 9.5, that's an actual cut to us. And it turns out these parts of the state really puts their backs against the wall. So then we had to devise another bill, a budget amendment, to recent increases. So Senate File 136, we had to do a lot of work, compromise.
Let's talk about the crossover voting update on that, because people are talking about this, and there are a lot of people that are concerned about it. Where does that sit now, and where do we go from here?
Well, this is a bill, the crossover voting bill, that is trying to address a situation that is not unique, but it's pretty rare, which is in Wyoming, regardless of how you are registered, you can walk in on the day of the primary election and say, I want the ballot for the other party. I'm going to change parties right here. So you might have been a Democrat all your life. You walk in and say, I'm going to re-register as a Republican on election day and get a Republican ballot, or vice versa. And there's a lot of people feel that that can be used to mischief, that, you know, maybe people cross over to the other party to try and vote for somebody, you know, to sway that other primary election. I don't know that any elections have been swung one way or the other by that, but it's certainly a concern of many. And so I have been a supporter for a long time of saying, you know, back up about 4 or 5 months, and when the candidates have to file, whatever you're registered as on that day is the primary ballot you get. So the rationale is, the day candidates are supposed to file, I'm registered as a Republican, and then you see who all's filing, and maybe you go, you know, when I walk into the ballot box, I'm going to demand a different ballot so I can cross right to vote. So first is just people who say, look, you're interfering with people's right to vote. So first is just people who say, look, you're interfering with Democrats just to register permanently as Republicans. And that may be an unintended, I'd like to put this prohibition in place, and let's just see how it works out.
And where are we sitting with that bill now? Is it on the House side, Senate side, what?
Well, we debated it in the Senate, and we're going to debate it again today. It passed handily on its first reading by a vote of 20-11, and I suspect that the strength of that vote is going to hold through the second two readings. So that over to the House, probably going to make its way back over to the House, like it's on a strong track for passage in the Senate. But that bill looks like it's on a strong track for passage in the Senate.
Okay, next question, Mr. Kinski. The Senate passed House Bill 108, and this is an odd thing, and I realize that, but it caught my attention. This is that bill that is talking about vaping, and it sets the age that you can purchase vaping materials at 21.
So this bill, this anti-vaping to minors bill, is designed to protect young people, and it did initially come out saying 21 and under, it was a crime. The Senate amended that on the first reading of the bill to change it to 18. 18 and under, it's a crime. So the idea is the floor debate, what came up is, you know, they can enlist in the military at 19, we can send them off to die, they can vote. You know, so if they want to buy a vaping pen at age 19, let's not make that a crime. We're treating them as adults in almost every other respect at 18. So the Senate amended that from 21 down to 18 on that vaping bill.
My understanding is there's still some work to be done on the budget. Can you tell us where that's at and what we need to get done?
Yeah, so the budget, I always put that in quotes, you know, the budget. The Constitution, every bill is only allowed to have one subject. By our Wyoming Constitution, every bill is only allowed to have one subject, which prevents us from doing things like Congress does. So by Constitution, every bill has to have only one subject. There is one constitutional exception to that, which is a bill for the general operations of state government. So it used to be that there would be a budget bill where they'd load everything in there until finally about 9 years ago, somebody said, you know, looking at the Constitution, this doesn't look quite right. And they were capital construction. You can't load everything in there. So now capital construction, that's not necessary for the ordinary operations day-to-day of state government. That has to be in the construction. That's not day-to-day operations. They're planning and water construction. That's not day-to-day operations. Those have to be in a separate bill. And then, of course, we have the $1 trillion, you know, EA bill. That's a separate bill. So those, you know, collectively, those are hundreds of millions of dollars, and those have to be resolved as well. Typically, the most contentious one is the capital bids. And what that ultimately comes down to is what is necessary and what is desired. So there's a lot of people say, you know, capital construction, we should just put the bare minimum in there. The absolute gotta haves. There's other people say things too. Haves, and let's, you know, have a little, few little nice things too. So one bone of contention this year has been the University of Wyoming. They're building their student dorms. That was a $94 million over budget. It's now, I think, $94 million over budget. No, they're not able to finish it. Well, you know, I think we probably got to do something to finish that one. And rebuilding it a pool. It is a project for the West Stands of the stadium and rebuilding it a pool. And, you know, there's a lot of people saying, no, that's just not an absolute necessity. And so that'll be a big battle on that capital construction bill. Always seems to be gotta have versus wanna have.
Before we went on the air here, you mentioned the Wyoming Outdoor Trust, and you wanted to talk about that. So here's your opportunity. Tell me about the Wyoming Outdoor Trust.
Well, this is a bill, I think it was a $50 million, and it's designed to benefit Wyoming outdoor recreation. And I mention it because I've gotten email from some very, very good friends that are frustrated with me that I've said, I can't support another trust fund. And here's the problem. Everybody wants a trust fund. There's a trust fund for Wyoming Works. There's a trust fund for culture. There's a trust fund for the Hathaway. You know, trust funds all over the place. And now trust fund for outdoor recreation. Problem is, you know, those are appropriations of $50 to $100 million or more. And what it does is it sets a program on autopilot. Okay, these are all good causes. But just set that money in there, and then that trust fund just spins off income year after year after year, which is why they want it. In Wyoming, we have a legislature that is supposed to look at the budget every 2 years and ask the following questions. Is this program working? Is this a worthwhile expenditure of the taxpayers' funds? And when you create all these trust funds, that all evaporates. It's all on autopilot. That's my objection to it. I don't object to outdoor recreation. I support it. I'm against one more trust fund and more spending just put on autopilot. I hope that makes sense.
Okay, Mr. Kinski, those are the questions I have. Here's your opportunity to touch on subjects I didn't hit on or just to say something to the folks back home.
First of all, I'd like to say this, though this session is very long, and it's hard to be away from home, but it's absolutely an honor and a privilege to serve the people. It's a lot of work, but I'm happy to do it. Folks in Wyoming, I feel humbled and honored to represent folks in Wyoming.
That is State Senator Dave Kinski, who is still at the legislative session in Cheyenne.
8 days to go.
All right. Counting the days down. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Kinski.
All right,
I appreciate
Aaron.
It, and we'll talk to you again next week.